This is Joanna Schreider reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am in Des Moines, my hometown, with my peep, Ron Lamberty. Ron, how are you?
I'm a peep now.
You are That's a peep, great Ron.
I'm so proud to be a peep, and I'm glad you're here and covering it.
Yeah. We're kicking off your 26th annual ethanol conference.
It's not my 26th.
Well, the ACE is 26th ethanol conference.
This is my 14th, I think.
So you've been around.
There you go,
So, you know, speaking of, let's say, okay, in the 14 years, Ron, since you started coming to this conference and been part of ACE, how has it changed? Did you ever think there would be so much animosity towards ethanol?
Oh, you know, that's, yes, no, I didn't think there would be this much animosity. But, you know, that stuff kind of ebbs and flows. It's just hard to believe it. I suppose, I don't know if it's flowing or ebbing right now, but it's, you know, there was, when I came to work at ACE, ethanol was, you know, there were some people that thought it was panacea for everything. I mean, it was going to cure every ill ever. And I think those, I don't know if it's those same people or the people who hate them so much, they want to prove them wrong, that they've gone back on it. And what we're really battling here is that there's just, we're battling against a competitor who really doesn't want to compete and doesn't feel any need to tell the truth. I mean, that's what we're battling against, is all of this misinformation out there that is well-funded and readily available. And, you know, the truth is on our side. We got to keep trying to get it out any way we can. But, this year, I would say compared to, you know, recent years, not exactly compared to last year, I know that as of about a week and a half ago, our registrations were up 10% from the previous year, which is great. So I'm guessing we're going to end up 15 or 20% more. The attitude's a lot. I mean, it's a positive attitude in the room. You can hear everybody chatting in the background. But, you know, I think things are going well for the ethanol industry, and we need to ride out this attack, this full-scale assault by the oil companies and the lies they're putting out there about ethanol. And once we get past that, I think once consumers get a chance to buy more of our fuels, they'll see they're a good thing, and then, you know, I don't think any amount of advertising can stop that once we actually get the fuel out there and let people try it.
Well, Ron, I think you hit on a good point. This year's theme is it you ignite and unite.
Right.
And, you know, it's one thing for ACE to be out there every single day talking about ethanol, but one of the things you're really encouraging the ethanol industry to do, and you're really going to help them with during this conference, is sort of educate them not only on the issues, but how to talk about the issues. So what are some of those key things you're going to focus on in the next couple days?
You know, the theme is it's kind of near and dear to my heart, because you've got that old, you know, that old line that any guy has ever heard, you know, it's not you, it's me. We're saying exactly the opposite. It's not us, it's not ACE, it's you, it's all the people in the crowd. You know, people use the word grassroots, and we kind of almost shy away from it anymore because it's lost so much of its meaning. We truly, you know, want our members to go out and do these things. We learned through doing our fly-in that it's a lot more effective to have people who work in the industry every day go up and tell their story, and it's a lot more effective to have people like Bruce Vollen, who will be one of the people on one of the panels I'm doing, talk about how he has already scaled the blend wall. The blend wall, you can get over it if you want to, and the oil companies clearly don't want to. So he'll do that. We'll have Rick Schwartz talking about their plant going into the fuel selling business because they weren't getting a fair shake from people selling blended fuels. You know, we've got people from all different walks of life who do those jobs coming to talk about what they do, and we want everybody to know that they're part of it. Is important enough that it can help convince people to leave this RFS alone. And so that's our, the Ignite and Unite is, you know, we all got to get together, and it's sort of a kind of a clever analogy too with fuel, because, you know, essentially what you got is ethanol uniting with gasoline to make a different blend. So, but in this case, it's, you've got products, you've got people who are doing things that seem completely dissimilar, all interested in the same thing, and we need to make sure that they get to elected officials and anybody else they can to explain that this fuel is important to a lot of people in the country, not just who we're sometimes portrayed as being important to.
So, Ron, some of the big topics, which I think for a long time will be a big topic, renewable fuel standard,
sure.
RIN, Now, are we over the issue around RINs and price fluctuation, or is this still an issue?
No, I've made the comparison to it. I don't know if that's sort of a gaslight thing that the oil companies have done. They want everybody to think RIN sanity exists, that we're all crazy, we don't understand RINs because, and what they're doing is basically misrepresenting them all the time in different ways. So people say, I can't get my head around these RINs. You know, I'm old enough, you're probably not, but we're a box top. When you bought a box of cereal, you saved the box top so you could redeem it for something. That's all a RIN is. It's just it's a proof of purchase seal. If you buy ethanol and blend it into gas, you get it. If you're an oil company and you do it, you get it, you turn it into EPA. If you're somebody who doesn't have to turn them into EPA, you can sell them to the oil company. The oil companies don't want to buy them, and they don't want to go over 10% because that makes their theory that this blend wall is insurmountable seem correct. And so they're going to do everything they can to try and confuse people about RINs. But the fact is, there's nothing this year, especially, that would have kept everyone who had to buy ethanol from buying the amount of ethanol they need and complying with the RFS. They're trying to buy more RINs because then next year, when you should move to another level of fuel, they can say, oh, we can't, and the only way we can do it is with RINs. I mean, the worst part of the current situation is that there are people who have made elected officials think that this whole RFS program is about doing different fuels from oil-based fuels if we can, or if we want to, or if it works out well for us. And it's not. It was intended to push us off of oil, to say, no, you have to do that. And the RIN thing is doing it because the most beautiful part of that is that big gas chains, retail chains, who can sell a lot of gas are collecting RINs, and they love selling them to oil companies to get extra money. And they're passing it on at the pumps because that gets them even more RINs. So RINs are the reason you can buy E85 for a buck less than gasoline in a lot of places. And that's moving the market, and that's what that's supposed to do. And we have to keep making that point to elected officials because, for God knows what reason, they're feeling sorry for oil companies. I mean, what, Exxon last year made $44 billion, and they're whining about RINs? I mean, it's ridiculous. And hopefully more and more of those senators and congresspeople will figure that out. They want us to think it's RIN sanity, but it's really a total lack of RIN integrity on their part. That's what it is.
So what do you want the big takeaway to be? I mean, do you really hope that the ethanol industry leaves armed with these key messages and talking points and hopefully joins you next April? It's not too soon to start promoting your flying in D.C. April.
Absolutely.
And is it critical, Ron, from your perspective, to get more of the industry talking?
Yeah, it's critical that the people who work in this industry every day remind their elected officials that they are people who live in their districts or who buy things from people in their districts who are, their job is to make this fuel. And regardless of, I don't care how people feel about, you know, fracking or, you know, tar sand and all that sort of stuff, we need to make sure that these people let their elected officials and the media know this is an American product that we make that's a good product, that's better than the other stuff. And when, frankly, we want to compete. And this whole argument, we keep saying we'd like to compete. The people who are saying we want to ban the other stuff are the guys who make oil. We don't want to ban oil. It wouldn't do us any good. We want to compete. And they don't want to. And the sooner everybody recognizes that we're just another product that wants to compete for the dollar, wants to remove all these roadblocks that won't let us, the more we'll sell. It's happened every time. Somebody starts selling a product, selling our product or selling more of it, customers come and the rest of them start selling it. That's what we've got to do from a market development standpoint, from a policy standpoint. These are real people doing real jobs in America, making a real fuel, and we need to keep doing it. We need to do more of it. And that's what they need. That's why they need to keep the RFS, because left to their own devices, the oil companies would just say, no, we'll sell more oil. We'll sell 100% oil. And by the way, the price just went up because now we don't have any competition. people need choices. If you're mad and you don't want to buy any oil, what can you do? You can buy ethanol, you can get an electric car, you can get natural gas. If they defeat ethanol, that's one less thing they have to compete against. That's what that is. They're just trying to knock down their competitors one by one. We happen to be the biggest right now. We need to fight back. We need to give people the choices because they'll choose us. We're confident they will.
Great. Thanks, Ron.
You bet. Thanks for coming out to our show again.